and welcome back to the Psalms Podcast, a podcast supporting our study of the Psalms produced by Autumn Ridge Church's Women's Ministries. Each week on this podcast, rather than teaching through a specific psalm or two, we are featuring topics brought out by the Psalms to inform and enhance our experience with them. I noticed in our early discussions of the Psalms that one of the primary comments that arose is how emotive the Psalms are compared to other parts of Scripture. And perhaps there's no better place in Scripture to see our God-given emotions expressed in a healthy way than the Psalms. That's why I think that so many of us turn to the Psalms when we're feeling our feelings, so to speak. So today, we're going to explore in depth how we glorify God with our emotions and how we see that modeled for us in the Psalms. I am thrilled to be joined today by two fabulous women, Jan Wright, whom you may know as a longtime Bible teacher here at Autumn Ridge, and who helped me launch the first episode of this podcast. And I'm going to let her introduce our special guest today.
Thanks, Svea. It is my great delight to introduce my friend, Jennifer Burden. Jennifer is married to Harold, and they have three children, ranging in age from 9 to 16. They've been a part of Autumn Ridge for over 15 years. Jennifer has a PhD in human development and family studies with a clinical specialization in marriage and family therapy from Michigan State University. She is passionate about empowering humans in all stages of development to live their healthiest lives, mentally, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us in our conversation about the Psalms today, especially as we look at the topic of expressing emotions.
Well, thank you for having me, ladies. And Jan, I didn't know you thought of me as a friend, so I'm so honored. I'm feeling certain kind of emotions right now. Joy, happiness, leading to acceptance, and so forth. But thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk about emotions and how we can anchor them in God so that we express them in God-honoring ways, which is our goal as Christians.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer. We are, like Jan said, just thrilled to have you here with us today. You know, so other than a few messages that I've heard on dealing with anger and lots of encouragement to not fear, I'm not sure I've really heard many messages in the church about expressing emotions. So this is kind of exciting to have this discussion in a Bible study context. I thought maybe you could start us off with some foundational framework about emotions to get us all on the same page.
Sure, let's do that. So first, I kind of want to let you know, besides the wonderful ways that Jan described me, I also need to let you know a little bit more about myself to give you some sort of context for what I'll be presenting.
Sure, thank you.
Some colorful things about me. So you'll hear a little bit of a Southern girl coming out, and you'll hear a little bit of a New Orleans Bayou girl coming out. You'll hear an academic lady coming out. You'll hear a mother, which is my biggest passion, coming out. And you'll hear a woman who cares about humans' healthy development. And we're zoning in on my gender people group, which is women. I'm concerned about and I am passionate about making sure that women feel healthy. And since we're talking about Christianity right here, how can you not feel your healthiest when you are anchored to your Creator and your Savior, Jesus Christ? So let's bring a little bit of the academic here. So again, you know, even though academics are intellectual explanations are, you know, strongly honored in our Western society, the truth is, even with science, we are just making an attempt to describe an attempt to understand what God created. So here's our attempt to understand and intellectualize what God created. Emotions are instinctive. They are physiologically triggered. They are natural. And they are sort of intuitive physiological feelings that are derived from your circumstances, your mood, your relationships, your experiences, your engagements with others, and your ecology, your world, your settings. They are associated with bodily reactions that are activated by neurotransmitters and hormones that are released by the brain. So a lot of, you know, blah, blah, blah jargon to say they're here whether we like it or not.
Yes.
God gave them to us. We cannot control having them. They are there from the beginning. What we do know is that from babyhood, they're, the first social smile comes at about 2 months, give or take. And we know at about 4 months, or we think, we've studied that, that there could be spontaneous laughter in response to something that that triggers the emotion of joy or surprise. Now, think about babies. So babies are just the beginning of human state in this world. When you make when you blow a little bubble or you make a funny little sound in their face, they have these physiological reactions and expressive states of like surprise. Their eyes widen. Their hands go out to sort of protect themselves. And then they may start to giggle with delight. That's happiness and joy and delight. And we can't smother that, right? They can't yet interpret the world. So it's not about conscious interpretation. Those are feelings. Consciously interpreting what we experience as emotions. So we don't have any control over it. It's there. Now, if it's there, it's God-given. If it's God-given, it's meant to be experienced. And everything that God did was good. So in the church, as you said, Svea, that sometimes you don't hear a lot about talk about emotions. Right. Well, some of that is cultural. Some churches, like African American or Latin American cultures, are very expressive of emotions. There's a lot of
good point. Even in church.
Even in church, especially in church. Sometimes it's you hide it all through the week because you have to have a certain posture to survive. And be successful in life. So you leave it until church time. And when you hear a song that talks about the joy of the Lord and you get that little physiological reaction, those neurotransmitters, those endorphins, whatever you want to say, that makes you go, oh, yes, there's the joy of the Lord. I want to physically, consciously respond by raising my hands, by tapping my feet, by doing a little wiggle dance, by shouting, praise the Lord. Those are conscious decisions to respond to the feeling of joy. That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But so, in some churches, there isn't that. And you know what that is? That's just our socialization from childhood, especially when we started teaching children how to, the proper way to act.
Yeah.
At least to get ready for school. Listen to the teacher, control your emotions, manage your behaviors. This is what's proper. It's not okay to blurt out, I'm so happy.
So can I ask a follow-up question to that? Because what I hear you saying is that that emotions are something that God gave us, and to have them is a reflexive kind of response, as you point out. Even babies are experiencing this even before they can process why they're feeling
this. Before they
way.
Can process.
But it does seem for many of us that we've had a mindset of maybe suppressing some of our emotions, especially before God. And in a Christian context, in this culture at least, in the culture that I've experienced. So can you maybe go with that a little bit and a godly approach to expressing emotion?
I think it, in what culture would you say you have experienced, Svea?
Oh, mostly specifically Midwest, but particularly that Scandinavian kind of Lutheran background original, you know, the quiet bachelor farmer crowd.
That,
that doesn't, you know, clapping in church can be a stretch for some of us.
Right. And I didn't grow up in the Midwest. I grew up in the South, but not as far south as you, Jennifer, more Kentucky area. But I remember there were very specific rules about how you behaved in church from, you know, what you expressed with your voice, how you sat, how you didn't fidget, how you didn't do this or that. So,
And you know, so that those cultures, and also, you know, East Asian culture is very encouraging of not being very expressive with emotions. Mm-hmm. But emotions are there. So if we don't express them, where do they go?
Mm.
Where do those feelings go that are associated with them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, where do they go? So think about it. Even in your, you said in church, but remember, God is everywhere. So we were talking about expressing emotions, we mean in church, but also in your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So expressing joy emotions would maybe saying, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you an example?
Please.
So I think with COVID, Chuck E. Cheese closed down in our community. And my daughter saw that Chuck E. Cheese had gone. We passed just a little while ago. And she said, what are the children going to do in this community? They don't understand. And about a week, I said, let's pray about it. If that's very important to you, it brings you joy. Yes. And we can exercise and connect with others. It's 9. And I said, well, pray about it. Bring it to the Lord. And I want you to see how he will answer prayer. So she had sadness. She had sadness, deep sadness, brought it to the Lord. And this kind of happenstance, but thank you, God. We read that Chuck E. Cheese is going to be opening up again. I don't know if in our city, but it said in different places. And do you know my daughter, she doesn't usually do this, but she spontaneously said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's so sweet.
She responded to joy because that meant something to her.
Mm.
But that was a spontaneous reaction, and she interpreted it and expressed it.
Mm-hmm.
So not just in our church, we don't have to full-on dance. We don't have to break dance. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do a country line dance. We don't have to yell and shout and clap unless that is what we are feeling like we want to do to express our emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But we can just respond in a healthy way,
mm-hmm.
whether it's at church, in our car. You know, here's the emotion that comes up when you are near miss of an accident on an icy road.
Mm-hmm.
Fear just takes over, right?
Sure.
And in gratefulness to God keeping us. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, it's so funny, some people who say, you know, are staunch non-believers, it's amazing how, oh my God, comes out.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it could be full on atheist, but that comes out in expression to fear and being saved from a near miss situation.
Sure.
So in our closets, when we're having moments of fear and we're trying to suppress it so that our kids don't see us cry, we can take our fear, our emotion of fear, to the Lord in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can I tell you a little bit more about emotions? And then I'll get into that piece of suppressing it and expressing it.
Sure.
Is that okay? So there are two types of emotions, positive and negative, and there are some primary ones and some secondary ones. Primary are just the instinctive ones. They're all instinctive, but are there from that 4-month age or so. Then the secondary ones come with a little bit more of interpretation of what your emotions are. So here, the positive ones are surprised. We see that with babies. When you make a loud noise, they're surprised. Or you pop a balloon, they're surprised. There's happiness. When you tickle a baby, I love saying about babies, because babies have the purest, least interpreted experiences, least consciously interpreted reactions to experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness, surprise, joy. Negative emotions are anger, fear, which is the strongest emotion, disgust, and sadness. Now, you want to know a disgust one? You give a baby a lemon.
Oh, yes.
For the first time.
Yeah.
There's the behavior, you know, their body.
Yeah.
Squinty eyes and bleh, bleh, try to spit it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Secondary ones that are negative are shame and guilt. Now, let me tell you a little bit about how we can take what is God given that gives us texture and color to life.
Mm.
Emotions give the texture and the color.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have emotions, it's if we, it would be as if we were experientially plus feeling wise colorblind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They give a richness and a vibrancy to life. Otherwise, we'd be just like a computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, robotic was the word that came to mind. Yeah.
Robotic. I thought about, I think his name was Data or Data from Star Trek back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
We'd be very robotic. And we would miss out on so much. Life would be more mundane. We'd still experience things and respond to things, but we wouldn't have any texture and color there. So if it's God-given, we can't control having emotions. They're beautiful. They give color and texture to life. Together, they present a mosaic experience. Why would we not want to express them?
Mm-hmm.
Why would we not want the benefit of expressing them in positive and healthy ways?
Yeah.
But even deeper, we are Christians. So beyond the world's idea of positive and healthy, we want to talk about God honoring.
Yes.
That is our life. Not just to be positive, healthy, and productive.
Yes.
But to be God-honoring, because then God pours back into us.
Yes.
And we pour back into him. And even, we pour into others.
Even as you're speaking, it's giving me a joyful feeling.
Yes.
To think about how God gave us a whole book of the Psalms, the longest book of the Bible,
that
models that for us.
Yes.
And I think it's easy to lose sight of that this is a very emotive kind of book where we have these examples.
And I think we're also used to the emotions from babies or from women. Mm. But here we have David pouring out a variety of emotions. And that's, you know, often something we're not used to, getting that much insight into a person's emotions, especially a king of a nation.
Yes, boy. David was one emotional man. And we love that. David experienced life, good, bad, and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And he experienced those emotions. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of secondary emotions, despair. And then there's a lot of joy and gladness and emotions of joy, gladness, rejoicing. Rejoicing is a way of expressing emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, Svea, if you want it, you say you're experiencing some joy. How you want to express it? We'll stop if you want to get up and do a little dance. Laughter. You felt when you say you felt joy, do you feel a little tingle?
I do.
Yeah. And Svea's got a great big broad smile on her face. her posture's a little more relaxed. You know, joy is beautiful for us physiologically.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're joyful, don't you find it's contagious?
It is, yeah.
It spreads to others.
So much with a baby. I mean, have you ever seen a very difficult person around a baby? They just do not have the ability to remain difficult or, you know, stubborn or sad or obstinate. There's just something about that emotion that influences
it's
them.
It's so natural and pure. The sound of it, the sight of it, the touch of it is a beautiful thing. And that's when you know it is from God.
Mm.
It's not manufactured. It's pure. So let's talk about, again, David. If it's from God and it's great, the only way emotions can be bad, and thus we might not talk about it because they say a person is being emotional. Usually when they say a person is being emotional, it has a negative connotation, right? We don't want to be emotional in church. We want to be decent and in order. Yeah, God is a God of order. And yes, he is. So let's find out how we can experience God being God of emotions in an orderly way that is healthy for us and God-honoring.
Thank you. Yes, let's do
okay, that. So David, boy, David. And God loved David. He loved him with his emotional self, with his naughty self.
Yeah, he was described as the man after God's own heart.
Yeah. God loved him. And he didn't say that a stoic person was a man at the gospel. Right?
That's a great point, yeah.
God loved David. Don't we love our little children when they go from happy to mad to happy again? Because especially when they come to us and say, I love you, mommy. You say, oh, you little stinker, I love you. I feel like that's how God is with David. You know why? Because David brought his emotions to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, when he didn't bring his emotions to the Lord, he got in some real trouble. Mm-hmm. He was a bad boy.
That's true. So can you lay that out for us, how we can express our emotions to God in a healthy way?
Okay, so I'm going to focus on two types of emotions, one positive, one negative. Mm-hmm. Positive is joy or happiness or gladness. And you hear all through the Psalms, rejoicing, rejoicing. Here's how we can take the positive emotion of joy, gladness, and happiness. Let's not stuff it down. That's not God-honoring. Mm. Let's not just say, yippee, I got into graduate school. You know, that doesn't honor God because, one, you said, I got into graduate school. Mm. Mm-hmm. You're not giving it back to God because mm-hmm. he is the ultimate controller, right?
Not showing him gratitude for the blessings he's given us.
Gratitude. Mm-hmm. Overtly expressing gratitude with the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Mm. Maybe some people like to squeal and jump up and down and clap and jump and dance and have a wonderful time, which we have no problem doing in non-church events that make us happy. Mm-hmm. We'll wiggle to the music at a concert.
Sporting events.
Mm-hmm. We will praise and chant and almost worship a team.
Yeah. True.
In a movie, Hallmark or whatever, chick flick, we cry, hug each other. Right?
Yeah.
That's so sad. We decide to overeat. Dealing with the emotions. We got to do that with the Lord. Here's a God-honoring way. Let positive emotions prompt you to praise. Mm-hmm. Let positive emotions prompt you to praise and worship. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. You cured me from cancer. Thank you, Lord. You kept my child from, you know, being caught up in whatever, or you saved them from the dramatics of teenagehood. Mm-hmm. I worship you because only you could have done it. Mm-hmm. No matter how much control I think I have, mm-hmm. only you, God, could have done it. Mm. You know what that makes our creator, our father do? What would it make you do as a parent?
Smile.
Mm. Nothing better, right? Mm-hmm. I feel as a mother, nothing better than when my child is pleased and healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. And then grateful, then I feel like I did a good mothering job. Mm-hmm. So God loved David, I think, one, because he brought his happy emotions to the Lord. And sometimes he chose behavioral reactions to his negative emotions. He forced the behavioral reactions to be positive. Mm. There are several Psalms where he's like, and I wait in my shame and guilt, and I call on you, save me from the wrath of those horrible people. And I'm mad and I want to tear their head off, and I stew in my sorrow. Mm-hmm. But you alone, God, are worthy, and I rejoice in you. Mm. You're wonderful, whatever. Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful? Mm. How could God not love that? Mm. Even though I'm down, you are not, God. Mm-hmm. You are worthy to be praised. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you a couple of Psalms here.
Okay.
Showing how in the Psalms, positive emotions were taken to God in praise and worship. Psalms 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. The behavioral expression of the joy was singing. Mm-hmm. Let us shout aloud. So churches where they do a lot of shouting, it's not overly dramatic. They're like, it was called on to be done then.
Following the Psalms.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let us shout aloud to the rock, the steadiness. This is who we anchor ourselves to of our salvation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joy, anchoring to the rock. Shouting aloud and singing to express it. Psalm 16, my heart is gladness, happiness, joy. Because, goes on, and then it further says, in your presence, communing with you, God, talking to you, singing to you, praising you, reading your word, quoting your Psalms, there is fullness of joy. Mm. Ooh. Praise and worship honors God. Physiologically, you know what a reward is? Mm. It's better than yoga. Better than hot yoga.
Uh-huh.
Better than goat yoga. It is. It's better than a spa. It is actually therapeutic. And we know that in the world of psychology. Mm. They'll say meditating, praying, singing, stretching our hands to the Lord, stretching by falling prostrate to the Lord, bending, all of that. And you come away feeling like I have released my negative emotions. And I feel joyful.
Mm.
It's therapeutic. God's the best therapist. Right? Psalm 4 and 7, you have filled my heart with great joy. So the psalmist is saying that joy comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 5 and 11, encouragement to sing for joy, expressing it. You can sing at church. You can sing in your bathroom. You can sing at the kitchen counter.
Mm.
When you have positive emotions, let the Lord know you're thankful for them. Does that make sense?
It does.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, that's just beautiful and it's so uplifting. And I wish we could just continue this discussion all day long if we could, but we are about out of time.
Oh, wow.
And I want to leave it there.
Okay.
But what I hear you saying is that God gave us these emotions to give life color and texture. I loved when you brought that out, that that brings out color and texture in our life. And I think a final takeaway point is to that we can use our emotions to know God, to know how to anchor our expression of emotions in Him. And in doing that, we can use these reflexive feelings for good and not self-destruction.
Great.
But we can express this to God in a way that it glorifies Him for who He is, the ultimate parent, the one who's taking delight in us and in the emotions that He gave us.
Yeah, you can never go wrong in life when you honor God.
Mm-hmm.
So just with emotions, when you honor God with your emotions, Lord, I feel this way, please help me. Oh, Lord, I thank you for feeling this way. Let's dance together.
Mm.
Never go wrong. Never go wrong.
That's beautiful. Jennifer, Jan, I thank you both so much for joining me today to have this wonderful conversation. And to all of you listening, I hope that you were blessed and encouraged by what you have heard and that it will add that color and texture to your reading of the Psalms this week. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to sharing more with you next week.